USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new effort is underway to bring an Olympic gold medalist home. The United States is reportedly negotiating to free basketball star Brittany Grenier from Russia in a prisoner swap. It's possible she could be exchanged for an arms dealer serving 25 years. Grenier was arrested 3 months ago at an airport, accused of having vape cartridges with hash oil in her luggage. She plays for the Phoenix Mercury and a Russian team during the offseason. Pennsylvania continues to have problems with elections. A thin margin separates celebrity Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO David McCormick for the GOP ticket and the Senate race. And counting continues days later. Jonathan Marks, Deputy Secretary for Elections and Commission for the Pennsylvania Department of State, says please be patient. Former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Friday that he is running for Congress in a newly formed district straddling Manhattan and Brooklyn. USA Radio News.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
As President Biden is off to Asia, the problems in America continue. On day one of his administration, President Biden dismantled America's energy independence, and things have gone downhill since. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Congress is attempting to pass a bill expanding the Federal Trade Commission's ability to penalize oil companies for price gouging as the average price for a gallon of gas hits a new record across the nation. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says it's not price gouging, but Democratic policies responsible for energy inflation.
The House is wasting its time pretending that inflation is all the fault of evil corporate profiteers. Evil corporate profiteers. I guess the profit motive hadn't been invented yet in 2019.
With Title 42 expiring in a few days, allowing the Biden administration to get more illegal immigrants into the United States, a judge in Louisiana is expected to hand down a ruling soon, which could keep Title 42 in place. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
China will launch its first large space telescope in late 2023 to watch the skies and unlock the mysteries of dark matter and dark energy. The Chinese Space Telescope is an optical and ultraviolet space observatory that will boast a 6.6-foot diameter lens. As the CDC once again raises the alarm of COVID masking again in certain parts of the United States, Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita on Fox News Friday morning says the pandemic exposed many imperfections at America's health watchdog groups.
We got to prepare for the next pandemic or whatever's coming down the pike. And I put my faith in Hoosiers and Americans to make good decisions when they have good information. No one in their right mind should really, or in the back of their mind, can trust this data, because there was no criteria, standardized criteria, for the healthcare providers to submit it in the first place. And there's really not been any substantive audit by the CDC. So for politicians to come out as they did and say, oh, this is good data, these hospitalizations are accurate, and these COVID deaths are accurate, I mean, no one in their right mind really can or should believe that. And we shouldn't forget it now. And so I'm going to pick up from an forensic and investigative perspective to make sure we find out exactly how these numbers were retrieved, how they were produced, how they were forwarded, and what criteria, if any, were used.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.